This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, James Alfred Griffin, Ivides v. State of Missouri, decided April 22, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. J.A. Mess Alfred Griffin, A.V., Appellant, v. W.D. 86811, State of Missouri, opinion filed April 22, 2025. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Clay County, Missouri. The Honorable Alicia D. O'Hara, Judge Special Division. W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge. Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Enzel Fisher. Judge James Alfred Griffin, Ive Griffin, appeals the motion court's denial of his amended motion to vacate, set aside, or correct judgment filed pursuant to Rule 24.035. Rule 24.035 motion. In one point on appeal, Griffin argues the motion court erred by denying his Rule 24.035 motion without issuing the required findings of fact and conclusions of law on Claim 8-9A in violation of Rule 24.035J. 1. We vacate and remand with instructions. 1. Missouri Supreme Court, Rule 24.035MM, establishes a schedule for movements to determine the version of Rule 24.035 that governs their motion for post-conviction relief. It states, if sentence was pronounced prior to January 1, 2018, post-conviction relief shall continue to be governed by the provisions of Rule 24.035 in effect on the date the motion was filed, or December 31, 2017, whichever is earlier. Griffin's sentence was pronounced to factual and procedural background. Griffin pled guilty to the Class A felony of robbery in the first degree on November 20th, 2013. On the same day, Griffin was sentenced to 20 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections to run concurrently with the federal sentence he was actively serving. On February 14th, 2018, Griffin was delivered to the custody of the Missouri Department of Corrections, DOC, upon completing his federal sentence. On August 2, 2018, Griffin, acting pro se, timely filed his 24.035 motion. An attorney was appointed to represent Griffin, who timely filed an amended 24.035 motion. In his claim 8-9A, Griffin alleged he was provided ineffective assistance of counsel when counsel advised him that he would be finished with his sentence 7 years after the completion of his federal sentence. A release time frame impossible under the 85% service requirement for robbery in the first degree. An evidentiary hearing was conducted on August 21st, 2023, wherein on November 20th, 2013, and Griffin's Rule 24.035 motion was filed on August 2nd, 2018. Therefore, the version of Rule 24.035 in effect on December 31st, 2017 governed Griffin's post-conviction relief proceedings and will govern this appeal. Accordingly, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, Volume 1, State, 2017, unless otherwise indicated. See Bonds v. State, 608 SW3D 788, 789, N1, Monius Appiah ED 2020. All rule citations are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2017, which was the version of the movement's pro se motion for post-conviction relief. On December 31st, 2017, 24.035B provided, in pertinent part, as follows. If no appeal of such judgment or sentence was taken, the motion shall be filed within 180 days of the date the person is delivered to the custody of the Department of Corrections. Griffin was delivered to the Missouri Department of Corrections on February 14, 2018, such that his deadline to file his motion under Rule 24.035B was 180 days later. August 13, 2018, Griffin filed his pro se 24.035 motion via Missouri Form 40 on August 2, 2018. The motion was therefore timely filed. 3 substantial evidence was presented to support Griffin's allegations as well as that of the state. Specific to the appeal here, on September 5, 2023, the motion court made a docket entry which simply stated, "Movement's motion denied, AO." No findings of fact or conclusions of law were made as part of the September 5th docket entry. On September 6, 2023, Griffin filed a motion to amend judgment, asking the motion court to amend its judgment to include findings of fact and conclusions of law on his Rule 24.035 amended motion. No action was taken with respect to this motion. Ultimately, on December 5th, 2023, the 90th day following the filing of his motion to amend, Griffin filed his notice of appeal in this matter. On February 7th, 2024, the motion court made an entry in the court's file explaining that due to an oversight in the clerk's office, the court did not receive notice of Griffin's September 6th, 2023 motion to amend judgment. The motion court subsequently made an additional entry stating, although beyond 90 days and not timely, motion to amend granted. The nay.